I'm Buns.
I'm Barb.
And together we are Buns and Barbs. We're going to start doing our shows without our silly intro, because we are silly at times, but we're also serious.
We've got brains as well as goof.
Well, you know, a lot of what we say, we do research on the internet. We listen to TV shows that parade as news. We soak it in and sort of turn it around inside, and we come out with it our own particular way.
And lunatic fringe groups, we got our eyes on you.
Yeah, I mean, what's the world without lunacy? Which I guess we ought to start with the moon, don't you?
Yes, lunatic. The word lunatic comes from the moon. And people used to believe if you slept in the light of a full moon, you went crazy. So the term lunatic was born.
And there's a lot of lunatics now. I think that most people have heard about NASA planning to.
Lunatics.
Well, it's lunar related, so
oh,
it's
okay.
It's
lunatic.
Well, anyway, so they're going to shoot rockets at the moon to see if there's water. I know we're running dry down here, but dang, that's going a little far out, isn't it?
That pipeline's going to cost a bundle.
It sure is. Well, anyway, so they want to know if, they figure if there's life, if there's water, there must be life. But what if it's a liquid, but it isn't water? I mean, isn't that possible? Everything that's fluid isn't necessarily water. And if it is water, what if it's so incredibly polluted, then they have to build a water treatment plant before they can use the water? I mean, it seems so far-fetched.
Well, I'm not even worried about that. It's an explosion on the moon, man-made. That's crazy. That's lunatic.
It's very much being a bunch of lunatics there at NASA. I mean, you know, every little thing that we do in our environment disturbs, you know, when we do things like explosions and putting out pollution, causing global warming, everything we do, that isn't, that disturbs the environment. It has ramifications. And here we are trying to disturb the next globe over. No, then we'll start messing with stuff. Let's say there was some good water up there that we could actually drink. And then
I don't think they want it for drinking.
Well, but they want to set up a moon colony so that we can sustain, actual people living there doing research and stuff. I mean, I just read that, I believe, you know, just a minute ago.
I thought it was to determine about life and the possibility
yes.
And pure science. To see what's there.
That plus, there was a mention of to sustain a semi-permanent colony or something like that. Well, once you put the rocket in it, you know, I think there's some really dangerous chemicals, you know, in an explosion. Wouldn't you be screwing up the water? Well, that may sustain life. Let's say it is for purely to see if it could you sustain life. I think we're messing up the ecosystem on the moon before we even get that colony up there. Okay, I'm looking up the article right now. Go ahead if you've got an idea. It does say it would also have a profound effect on plans to establish a semi-permanent moon base. So what's behind it is, can we have a moon base, which I'm afraid, because the government's involved, of course. I mean, it's not like a bunch of Joes getting together. If you got a moon base, you're probably going to have weapons up there, and it's going to be a race to see who can set up the first moon base. And one of these days, there's going to be moon wars, probably. I will be long gone, I think, by then, but gosh. Anyway, if you've got any other comments about lunacy.
You know, you got to wonder, how did they come up with this idea? A bunch of guys sitting around at NASA, smart guys. I say we shoot that rascal. What do you think? Yeah, it was a good idea. What kind of gun do we get?
Yes. Yeah, like, well, my gun can shoot so far. There's so many feet. Well, mine shoots so many yards. Well, mine can shoot a mile or more. Well, I'm going to outdo that. And they keep on and on until they think,
I can shoot the moon.
Yeah. or something. Macho-ness. I doubt there were females involved. I don't know.
We might be very surprised, so we better not pack that one off on the guys. We buy a lot of...
Well, yeah, okay. But, you know, they are penile-shaped objects, you know. And they do explode, you know, on the end. I mean, come on. Okay, let's go on to something else here. So we've been hearing recently about the secret plan to ditch the U.S. dollar's dominance.
It's not a secret anymore. The secret is out, and this is bad news, big bad news.
Oh, I know. We've been going down, down, down in the world. This is the end part of the end game from all this greed for so many years and selling out. We've pretty much sold a lot of our land and businesses and major holdings and giant companies to foreign countries. So actually, China owns a big bunch of us, and you'd be surprised. Saudi Arabia, France, just it got list goes on. You wouldn't even think of it, but
there are major corporations in this country that are foreign. I mean, we make Toyota cars in this country.
But
we make Mercedes in this country now. It's kind of a wild idea.
But a lot of things with American names that used to be owned by Americans now
made by Americans.
Are really owned by foreign countries, and there may be Americans working there, but no longer do the Americans really own the major shareholdings. Well, further along that line, there have been these meetings that have been found out. So, like you say, cat's out of the bag, and they do want to change it over to like euros or something else, or possibly honor each other's. But I think they need to settle on one thing. And
it's going to devaluate the dollar even farther.
Right.
Interest rates. Shatter our economy.
Oh, more. Even more than it is. And we're just going down a drain now. Yeah, it's disturbing. We are becoming a third world country, and China is becoming a major, major force.
China's the new U.S. and
yeah.
Korea is the new Japan.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it.
And Europe, still Europe.
And everyone's bowing down. Yeah, everyone's bowing down to the Chinese. They are also large consumers of oil. Their cars and other things that use oil are not as efficient as ours, even though ours could be more efficient. So they have a massive need, and then they are buying massive quantities from the Middle East. So guess who's listening more to the Chinese than to us, who don't own squat and go around warring on people who have the oil.
Well, the drunken sailor days of the U.S. are over. I mean, we've been spending and throwing money and making foolish mistakes. And, hey, you got to sober up sometime, and we're sobering up.
Well, one would hope, but when you see our favorites, Glenn Beck and Limbaugh and people like that, ain't nothing sober about any of that. So, China exports... Oh, Middle East imports, let's put it this way, Middle East imports a lot of Chinese things. They do a lot of business. They got money. They have gold, something we don't really have much of. And there's a talk about a transitional currency, which would be real, pure gold, which we don't even really have much, you know. Our dollar used to be based on gold. Now it's just paper, pretty much.
See, it's a step backwards. We stepped so far in the future that there wasn't actual money changing hands. It was figures.
Well,
we deposited this number into your checking account, and then you took out this number in various portions to other people. But now we're getting back to the real basic standard.
Except we don't have it to back it up. But the Middle East...
Yeah, we're the poor beggar now.
Yeah, just the Middle East alone has over $2.1 trillion in gold reserves. And this would just be transitional. See, we couldn't play that game very well because we
How
don't
have... How much money do we have in
I honestly
reserve? None.
I don't have those figures, but I know that we certainly don't have anything like that. And... China's the new world power. I mean, it's scary. You know, all of our lives we've heard how we're the greatest in the world. And then Fox News is still saying we're the greatest in the world, but greatest at what? Failing? Greed?
Well, there was this thing on Bill Maher about the French, and he did his show. It was, what do you call it when they put the words on the bottom of the screen?
A crawler?
Whatever. Anyway, it was written at the bottom of the screen in French. And he basically talked about how the French take care of their people.
Mm-hmm.
They live longer.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fat.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're doing something right, even if they are a bit rude at times.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody picked on the French with George Bush. It was cool to say, or, you know, he looks French, or we don't like it. It's French. Since when did that become a dirty word?
Well, because the French did not support the warring on Iraq.
Oh, that was one of their things in their favor, too, yeah.
Yeah, and they can be a little rude. I've given them three different chances, and they can have a bit of an attitude. But you know what? Underneath that, you can break the ice, and then underneath that, they're good old people. I want to read one line about this subject, and then maybe we'll talk about something else. Iran announced last month that its foreign currency reserves would henceforth be held in euros rather than dollars. Bankers remember, of course, what happened to the last Middle East oil producer to sell its oil in euros rather than dollars. A few months after Saddam Hussein trumpeted his decision, the Americans and British invaded Iraq. And didn't that smell funny?
Yeah, I think we all know that's coming, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. We can wave our flags and march in the streets and protest a third war, but it's going to happen, and there's not a thing we can do about it except sacrifice our young.
Man, that's a darn shame. Oh, here's a shocker. Eight shocking ways billionaires have schemed to rob the U.S. of every last dollar. Just touching on that a little. It's referred to as dead peasant insurance, but not officially on paper. The thing is, they have this thing, now corporations take out something equal to dead peasant insurance on their workers without the workers even knowing it, and cashing in hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on their employees, even though oftentimes they don't even offer these same employees decent health insurance coverage to allow them to survive illnesses. Isn't that shocking? I mean, that's
nothing.
It's almost unimaginable. According to
no thought you can think that hasn't been thought of before.
Well, I couldn't even imagine that. 45 million Americans die each year due to lack of health insurance. Blah blah blah. We've heard some of those top figures. And it enriches.
I don't think it's 45 million.
Well, according to this, I'm sorry.
45,000.
You're right. You're right. 45 million would be a little bit drastic. Yeah, you're right. I didn't mean to exaggerate that much. Okay. And hundreds of thousands of American corpses enriched a handful of American healthcare CEOs like William McGuire of United Health, who earned hundreds of millions in annual bonuses in the mid 2000s, $125 million in 2004. And more in 2005, and keeps going on like that. As you know, it's not news so much now to know that a good deal of our insurance money goes to make zillionaires. I don't even think that's really a word, out of the CEOs. Gazillionaires out of CEOs of insurance companies, rather than taking care of our health. And they're really busy denying our claims. And what's common now, and you've probably seen it, that when you have to get approval before you go in for an operation or really anything in the hospital, you have to have formal approval. If you forget that, there's a reason not to pay.
Well, that's kind of always been the way. I mean, it's emergency, you can't help it. But
well,
any type of surgery, you try and get approval.
Well, to get really more to the point, and gee, if I can remember what it was. my train of thought was leading to that. Anyway, you get a letter that says you have been approved for this procedure. But then it says this does not mean your claim will be paid. So they already give themselves an out. Like, oh, we approve it, but it doesn't mean we're really going to pay for it. Now, they may. They may pay for everything that they said, but they may find a reason not to. And sometimes that can be pre-existing conditions for people. It can be for any number of reasons that we're becoming more and more aware of.
I just had a great thought. Let's do that with the banks. We'll go in and get a loan. We'll sign for it, but that doesn't really mean we're going to pay you back.
It means we intend to, but we actually, it doesn't mean we actually will. We might find an out.
And maybe I won't. So you better suck up like nobody's business, bank people.
Wouldn't it be great if we peasants could play the same games as these overlords, these whatever words you would like to call the big, fat, controllers, rich controllers. But we're peasants in the society, and there's many references that link us to, like, we're referred to as Bolsheviks. We're like the Russian slave class anymore. And there's a lot of truth to it if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty. But we have an illusion that it's nothing like that, or a lot of people do.
Part of it is denial. Human condition doesn't want to let go of the good times. So you have to believe that it isn't as bad as it is. And I don't think the human condition can stay in one state for a particular amount of time without losing sanity. You've got to have peaks of high and peaks of low. You can't stay high forever.
Right.
You can't be the drunken sailor. We did it for how many years? And Bush spending like, here's your sack of money.
Get
Osama.
But let me ask, are you rich already? Because that's the only ones I want to have it.
Really? Don't give it to any poor people. Spend wisely.
Yeah. Well, it's true. We need hope, but we also need a good dose of reality. We need enough people rising up. We're just so broken that everybody's too afraid. They don't want to lose what tiny little piece of cheese is left. We're just little mice creeping around trying to figure out how to get to that cheese without getting her head lopped off. Gosh, what a picture just came out of my mouth. And, but if enough people...
It sounds like one of those Kodak Polaroid cameras.
Kodak
came out of your mouth.
Well, I did find that article that was in the paper. I thought I had lost it, where there's like a half a page on they're looking to form a tea party. And I live in a tiny, tiny village. And everybody here is kind of that mind. It's all about hate mongering. Is that the right word?
You should really get dressed up like an old fashioned.
I thought about this already, but I'm sure they're going to ask for to prove that I'm a Republican to get in. I mean, there's going to be something there because they're going to know some people are going to show up as spies, and they're going to have filters. Yeah, and I got in. And,
well, you wouldn't speak or anything or draw attention to yourself.
I bet just going in, they're checking stuff because here I live in a place where if they know you're Democrat, they'll scratch your car, punch out your tires, and they're that hateful. And these are the people saying this is the greatest country on earth who don't want any changes, who are ignorant as what descriptive word would fit there that wouldn't
be
ugly.
Look at the logic there.
I know.
It's the greatest country in the world.
Going to hell.
Hurt my fellow countrymen to prove it.
Well, it's like blowing up an abortion clinic because you believe that everybody has a right to life. That's the kind of mentality. And they're looking for all kind of, a real network here to go out and crusade this hate. And we know that racism's behind it, but there's more things behind it. I mean, it's people that are not in power anymore who just can't stand it, who are crying babies who want to jerk the toys away from the people who have them, or something.
Oh, and if anyone doesn't know how to cry now,
watch Glenn Beck.
Yeah, with the Vicks Vapor Rub under his eyes. That is...
Was that proven? Did anybody see him?
I posted it on Facebook. He was doing a photo shoot, and they put vapor rub under his eyes, and he started misting up and give me sad face, you know, give me cries, give me crocodile tears, you know, like a model, but it was this big creepy face with not Vaseline, Vicks vapor rub.
But somebody did see him do it.
Yeah.
That SOB.
Really?
Yeah.
I posted it. It got a lot of negative comments.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well, let's throw in some plugs for some of our sites. We have a blog that probably there's two or three or four entries a week on, and it's often about the absurdities in our culture. Sometimes.
And we are big in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of hits a day. And we like for some of them to be yours, so come by and check it out. Some of it is politically oriented, but some of it is just different things in our culture. And occasionally we have some little artsy things. Just it's quite a variety, and it's really comments and jokes and real facts about our culture, different ways of looking at things. And we invite people to come and leave their comments.
Even conservatives come and leave their comments. We can take it, but we can dish it out too.
Right. We've got some unflattering comments, and we've left them up there as long as it's not, you know, just really idiotic, vulgar cursing with no facts or anything. But if you want to be critical,
we're the only ones that can do that.
It's our blog. Okay. Well, what's the URL, Barbs? Well, it's bunsandbarbs.blogspot.com, right?
Sounds good to me. Just do a search for Buns and Barbs blog, and you'll find it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's quite a lot up there now. We're also on Twitter, and once again, twitter.com/bunsandbarbs. We're on MySpace. On MySpace, it's a little longer. MySpace.com/bunsandbarbstalkshow, and there you can hear little clips. And,
or just look MySpace Buns and Barbs, do a search. You'll go there automatically.
Well, I hope it should, you know. That's our main things, and we're both separately on Facebook. Anyway, if you do a search on Buns and Barbs, you can get a feel of all that stuff. And is there anything else on your mind today?
We could talk about things on the blog that have really taken off, and things that were, we have very artsy things there, upcoming musicians, good writers, intellectual stuff. It's not just us, it's a variety of things that you can check out and go to various links that Belinda has collected.
Who's that? I think you meant Buns and Barbs collected.
Yeah. And I was talking to my sister there for a minute.
Well, we did notice one thing interesting on the blog, where someone had apparently posted a link to your Sarah Palin sex doll entry. And there were hundreds and hundreds of hits that day. I mean, we couldn't even count them all. Because we have the scroller deal that shows you, you know, where it comes from and all that, just going through. I believe that it was, we've noticed the sex doll is very popular anyway, mostly from foreigners that do, because it tells you what they searched through to get to your site, and they put in things like how to build a sex doll. And not all of them, but usually they're looking for sex, and they come to that article, and I think that they lose their rigidity if they had it, you know what I mean?
You're getting worse than me.
Well, they're not.
I feel superior. I'm loving this. I'm so angelic.
And
the superior jump the gun.
Well, but we have a wide variety of hits. I'm amazed that lately there was a lot of the artsy things were kind of getting hit, and some other more obscure things. So I'm glad that people are coming and checking out the older things, and they're only finding them through searches, because there's several pages back in there, you know.
We think of the future, too, like 2012 and the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, that's not your day job, is it? Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's something, something's going to happen in 2012, and we're not going to know. I think I want to have a big party with people I like, and when nothing happens, it's like, oh, well, good, all right, whatever. Or, oh, wouldn't it be great if when all the planets lined up or whatever that stuff is supposed to happen, it corrects all this garbage going on now? Wouldn't that be great?
You're talking about the age of Aquarius. Remember that.
Yeah, but I thought that was a long time ago.
It was. It never happened. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planet and love will steer the stars. Never happened.
Oh, well, yeah, but that was more of a song than a reality.
Well, I really believed it would happen. I really thought there was a new age being born, and didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't pay much attention to it. But doom and destruction is like more grips you more. Like, okay, what's going to happen? I don't think it's going to be doom and destruction, but there may be some solar flares or something. We'll see when we get there. Well, it's time for us to wrap it up. So, in closing?
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Okay. Okay. We want a bow on that. So, check us out on Twitter, on what do we have? Our blog, blogspot.com, bunsandbarbs@blogspot.com,
and
MySpace. And come around
again.
I'm
going to plug the Podomatic, but if you're there, you're there. You know?
There's links to our shows on the Blogspot. In fact, there's links to everything we're talking about on the Buns and Barbs.
But once you're in the house, there's no use to give directions on how.
Well, yeah, let's just say go to bunsandbarbs.blogspot.com, and you'll find links to all this stuff we're talking about. And come over and make comments. Hey.
And no tea served here. Coffee.
No what?
Tea.
No tea?
As in tea party.
No?
No.
No tea?
You're turning into a Republican, aren't you?
Okay, so bye.
Okay, we'll have Coke and coffee and green tea.
Okay. Okay, so bye for now.
Goodbye.
All right.